what a blessing it has been to be together with you over this weekend.
这个周末跟大家在一块儿，真是一大祝福。
And I would just stay here and keep on worshiping together.
我会继续在这儿，大家一起敬拜神。
Except that Brother Larry would die.
但是我的翻译会死掉。
He is definitely doing the hardest work here.
我在这儿的工作比他更难。
And I appreciate him so much as a brother.
我也很欣赏他，感谢主。
We come now to Genesis chapter 11 and the conclusion of our series as we've looked at the beginning of the world.
我们要查考创世纪11章，这是我们的信息的总结。当我们看到创世纪的这前几章，
Genesis 11 is both an end and a beginning.
创世纪11章呢，既是一个结尾，也是一个开始。
Historians call this period primeval history or prehistory.
这段历史学家呢，称这一段是历史前的历史。
No writings survive from this period of time.
在这段时间里头，没有任何的历史的记录。
Moses, of course, is writing about an earlier time.
摩西啊，当然是在写一段从前发生的历史。
So Genesis 11 tells us the brings us to the end of primeval history.
所以，创世纪十一章把我们从历史前的历史带到一个尾声。
So we have covered already thousands of years.
我们已经覆盖了上千年的历史。
And Genesis 11 brings us to the very beginning of the nation of Israel.
所以，创世纪十一章把我们带到了以色列这个国度的开始。
The nation of Israel is God's special people.
以色列国度是神的特别的选民。
The people to whom God gives His promise.
神把他的应许给了以色列人。
He gives them His commandments.
给了他们他的吩咐。
But most of all, He says the Messiah will come through this people.
最重要的神应许了他的弥赛亚会从以色列民而出。
So primeval history comes to its end at the people of Babel.
所以史前的历史在巴别的这一群人，就到了一个结束了。
And the nation of Israel begins with the life of Abraham.
以色列这个民族是从，sorry，say it again。The
nation of Israel begins with the life of Abraham.
以色列这个民族是从亚伯拉罕开始的。Both
of these stories unfold in Genesis 11.
这两个故事都是从创世纪十一章开始。Beginning
and ending in one chapter.
在这同一章里头，又有个结尾，又有个开始。
Yet over all of this, we see that God is still God. The God who is in the very beginning, who created everything good, who gave the first promise, which was that a descendant of the woman would come, and he would crush the serpent's head. This God is still God. He is still ruling over all. And we see this, first of all, in verses 1 through 4.
我们首先在第一到第四节看到的。
The people of Babel try to make a name for themselves.
巴别的人呢，想要为自己扬名。
The great sin of Babel is not that they built a tower.
巴别的罪啊，不是因为他们造了一座塔而已。
God is not against construction projects.
神不反对我们建筑啊。
The great sin of Babel is not that they worked together for a unified goal.
巴别的罪也不是因为他们同心合意要达到一个共同的目标。
The sin of Babel is this.
巴别的罪乃是,
that they were seeking independence from God.
他们在想要从神那儿独立出来。
They were trying to build a tower.
他们想要建一座塔。
trying to show their own self-sufficiency.
想要表现他们自己的能力。
Verse 4 says this,
第四节说到,
let us make a name for ourselves.
这里说到, 要为我们传扬我们的名啊。
The people of Babel are trying to glorify themselves. And they are trying to fortify themselves, trying to protect themselves.
也想要建立自己,
and this becomes their great goal. And we are always in danger when this becomes our great goal.
把这个当作人生目标的时候，我们也很危险。
To glorify ourselves.
就是荣耀我们自己的名。
To impress others with our name.
我们要出名啊。
To depend on ourselves.
我们依靠自己。
Here at Babel, they had confidence in themselves.
这里在巴别，他们很自信。
They thought if we can get together,
他们认为只要我们能够团结在一块,
we have the technology,
我们有这样的科技,
we have the unified effort,
我们有这个同心合意的力量,
we feel sure we can be successful.
我们肯定能够出人头地, 能够成功发达。
But does that sound familiar?
这听起来很,
it's just like our society.
就像我们今天这个社会, 对不对? 很耳熟。
This spirit has existed in every culture.
这样的精神在每一个文化里头都有。
In every age,
不论是从古至今哪一个世代里都有。
The people at Babel had confidence in their bricks.
这些巴别的人对他们的做的砖头很有信心。
They thought we can make bricks and make a tower out of bricks.
我们可以造砖头, 而且借这些砖头造一个塔,
and protect ourselves.
然后借此保护我们,
and make a name for ourselves.
我们可以为自己扬名。
So they had confidence in their bricks.
所以他们信靠自己所做的砖头。
But we are no different.
我们今天也没有不同之处。
We have confidence in our iPads.
我们对我们的 iPad, 就是手机也很有信心。
In our medical care,
我们的, 这个医疗保险,
in our universities,
我们的大学, 我们都有信心,
in our governments,
我们的政府,
the problem here is that they're trusting in things other than God.
问题是他们所信靠的不是神,
there is no mention of the people of Babel seeking direction from God.
要从神那儿得到引导和带领。
They are not asking God for help.
他们没有求神的帮助。
They are not submitting to God's commands.
他们也没有顺服神的吩咐。
In fact, the opposite.
恰恰相反。
God had instructed Noah and his descendants.
神已经吩咐了挪亚和他的后代。
He had said, be fruitful and multiply and fill the earth.
神说你们要生养众多, 遍满全地。
But the people of Babel are trying to not disperse.
但巴别的人呢, 却不想要分散在各地。
Over the face of the earth. Instead, they want to stay together.
那相反的, 他们想要聚在一块儿。
They have confidence in getting together to do this project.
他们有信心要聚在一块来成全他们要做的事。
Now we are reminded
我们就想到了
that at the city of Babel
在巴别这个城市
there is a kind of unity
有一种同心合力的力量。
But it is not a good unity.
但这不是一种好的同心合意。
It is right for us to think of ourselves as one with other humans.
当然我们应该跟别的人类要合一，这是件好事啊。
As we said before, we all come from Adam.
因为我们都从亚当而来的。
And we all come from Noah.
我们都从挪亚而来的。
And God is the one himself who said, I want you to be fruitful and multiply.
神自己吩咐我们要遍满全地生养众多。
So a huge number of people,
所以很多的人,
diverse as they are,
尽管有不同的背景,
all over the earth,
遍满全地,
is God's idea.
这是神的旨意。
God delights in the diversity of people around the globe.
神喜欢看到世上各个不同的民族背景。
And we should embrace that diversity we find within humanity.
我们应该在人类当中看到这个不同当中的合一，我们都是。
We are all one humanity.
都是同一个人类，同一个民族。
We are all created in God's image.
我们都是按着神的形象受造的。
And so we should feel a basic connection with one another.
基本上我们应该跟所有的人类都有一个关系，一个联合的合一的关系。
We are all valued by God.
神珍惜我们每一个人类。
But the problem here,
这里的问题乃是,
is that the people do have a kind of unity.
这些百姓的确有一种合一的力量啊。
But it is actually a unified effort to disobey God.
但是他们联合起来为要反叛神。
You see, unity and peace are not virtues in themselves.
你知道，合一和和平本身不是美德。
It all depends on what you are unified to do.
关键是你联合起来要干什么。
And what the goal of your peace is.
你合一的目的，目标是什么？
Criminals can be unified.
这些犯人也可以联合起来。
And they can be at peace with themselves.
他们也可以合而为一。
As they seek their own selfish good.
但是他们所图谋的是自己个人的私欲。
And as they rebel against authority.
他们一起联合起来来反叛权柄。
So you may find a unified group of criminals.
所以你可以看到一群非常合一的强盗或者一群合一的囚犯。
But the more unified they are,
但他们越同心合一,
the worse it is.
就越糟糕。
Because they are unified to do bad things.
因为他们联合起来要干坏事。
This is the way the people of Babel were.
这就是当时巴别的人所做的事。
Unified in a selfish, rebellious purpose.
他们联合起来为要成全他们自私的和反叛的目标。
And so God is going to confuse and separate them.
所以神就要把他们搞乱掉，要使他们分散掉。
This should be a reminder to us.
这也应该提醒我们。
That our goal should never simply be unity.
我们的目标不仅是要联合。
Whether we're talking about in society,
无论是社会上的联合也好,
we're talking about in the church,
或者教会里的合一啊,
we are never striving for just unity.
我们的目标不仅仅是为了合一联合而已。
We are striving for unity toward a good goal.
我们乃是要联合起来为了达到一个好的目标。
The glory of God.
就是为了荣耀神自己。
Only then is unity a good thing.
唯有这个时候合一才是一件好事。
When we find our unity and identity in the service of the one true God,
当我们在服侍主的时候能够同心合一的。
Proverbs 11 says this,
箴言第十一章这么说。
Even though hand may join in hand,
就算恶人联手。
The wicked will not go unpunished.
他也不能够免除刑罚。
The idea there is this.
这里要讲的意思就是
that even though you may get a large group of people,
就算你可以有很多人跟你联合起来，同心合一。
To be in a unified effort,
你能够有一个合一的一个联合组织。
To oppose God,
来反叛神，抵挡神。
It will never succeed.
你也不会成功的。
It does not matter how many hands join together in this effort.
不管多少人联手起来。
You and I will never have enough people together.
我们永远不足够，人数永远不足够。
To overcome God.
来征服上帝。
God will always be victorious.
神永远是得胜的。
And he proves that at Babel.
而且他在巴别已经证明了。
There was a game that we used to play as children when I was growing up.
当我小的时候，我们从前玩游戏啊，小时候。
It was called Red Rover.
Red
I don't know how you can translate that.
Red Rover.
So what we would do is we would join hands with each other.
我们这小孩会手牵手啊。
And make a chain of people.
然后成了一个链子，锁链，一锁链的人。
And then one person would stand across from that chain of people.
另外一个人会站在对面啊。
And the people would say, "Come on over."
大家会说来啊。
And the person runs as fast as they can and tries to break through that chain at any point.
想要在这个人的链当中啊, 能够突破。
Do you have a game like that in China?
中国人有的叫什么游戏啊?
Okay. Well, so this is how you win that game.
你怎么赢呢?
You look for the weakest link.
你要找到这个人的手链当中最软弱的那个。
The smallest hands.
那个最小的那个手, 小孩的手。
And you run for those.
你要冲破那个。
And you can break through.
你一旦突破那个呢?
But you see, God doesn't have to do that.
那个神没有必要这样做。
He can take the whole team at once.
他可以一把抓全部都。
God is not afraid when we unite together to oppose Him.
当我们联合起来来反对他的时候,
God will always win.
神总是得胜。
So in verses 5 through 9,
所以5到9节,
God wins.
神得胜了。
He defeats the people of Babel.
他胜过了巴别的人,
by confusing their language.
借着把他们的口音混乱掉。
Oftentimes the Bible speaks of God using human language.
往往圣经会讲到神用人的言语说话。
So that God will communicate to us in human language.
所以神可以用人的言语向人类交通。
And here in verse 5 it says, the Lord came down to see the city and the tower.
这里讲第五节啊,耶和华就降临要看看世人所建造的城和塔。
Now, this is the word, the proper name of God again. This is Jehovah, Yahweh.
这次我们又看到神的正式的名字,耶和华这个名字。
This is the God who revealed himself to Moses in the burning bush.
这就是在荆棘的火焰中向摩西显现的神。
And God, and Moses is now calling God by this name.
摩西啊,现在称神为耶和华的名。
This is the God who drowned Pharaoh and his host in the Red Sea.
这就是把
This is the same God who created the earth. And God comes down to look at this effort by Babel.
耶和华就降临要看看巴别塔所做的事。
Obviously, God is everywhere.
很明显,神是无所不在的。
He does not have to come down to look at earth.
他没有必要从天而降来看看世上发生的事。
He does not travel like humans travel.
他不像人一样的需要从这一点跑到那边旅游。
But this phrase is actually used several times in the Bible.
这个耶和华降临啊,这个词在圣经用了好多次。
And the point to it is this.
他要表达的要点是,
that God, when it says God is coming down to inspect something,
就是神降临他要查看某一件事的时候,
it is not because God does not know everything,
不是因为神不是无所不知道,
or because God is not everywhere,
或者神不是无所不在的,
the point is this,
要表达的乃是,
God's judgment is always according to truth.
神的审判是按着真理的。
It is always according to knowledge.
神的审判也是按着知识的。
We are to understand this.
我们要明白呢?
That when God brings judgment,
当神审判的时候,
it is never careless.
他不是随随便便。
It is Him acting with intimate awareness of the situation.
乃是他完全知道当时的情况。
God knew what was going on in Babel.
神知道在巴别所发生的每一件事。
And it is for that reason that he judges Babel.
因此他要审判巴别。But
there is also a bit of humor here, isn't it?
这里啊,也有一种幽默感,看到吗?
The goal of Babel's people,
因为巴别的人的人民的目标呢,
was to build a tower that would reach up to heaven.
是建筑一座塔,塔顶通天啊。
And yet the Bible says,
那圣经说呢?
God had to bend down.
神必须要
to look at their little toy tower.
可以看他们所造的这个玩具塔。
You see, they could not possibly reach up to God.
他们不可能塔顶通天的。
And so God has to descend even to look at them.
所以神必须从天而降来看看他们所建造的玩具。
In verse 6,
第六节啊,
it is because God says there is great potential in this effort that he will put an end to it.
因为神说看到他们所做的事情有很大潜在的危机, 所以神要把他们所做的事给毁掉。
God says,
耶和华说
in verse 6,
第六节
that nothing will be impossible for the people if they are not restrained.
如果他们不我不停止他们的话，他们以后所要做的事就没有不成就的了。
But God is not speaking here of what great things they can achieve without Him.
神不是在说没有他他们能够做的伟大的事情不。
God is speaking rather of the depths of sin to which He knows they can sink if He does not restrain them.
这意思呢是神知道如果神不禁止他们的话他们可能陷入的那个罪恶的深渊呢。
We have already seen this in humanity in the rest of the book of Genesis.
我们已经在创世纪的后面看到看到人类的光景了。
Cain killed his own brother.
该隐杀了自己的弟兄。
Sin was rampant in Noah's day.
在挪亚的日子罪恶已经泛滥成灾了。
And so when God sees the people of the humans becoming unified,
所以当神看到人这些罪恶的人类联合起来
in an effort to rebel against him,
同心合意反叛神的时候
God knows humans will be dangerous.
神知道人越来越危险了。
Dangerous to each other.
他们彼此都要侵犯了，要伤害人。
God has already established a social law.
神已经建立一个社会的律法。
To try to prevent murder after the flood.
在洪水之后要这些律法来防止彼此伤害，彼此谋杀。
And here we are reminded again
这里我们再次看到
that one of the greatest favors that God does for humans
神为人做的最大的一个恩典就是
is to restrain humans
就是约束人类
there is nothing that is not possible for us to do bad without God's restraint
没有神的约束啊，我们可能犯罪犯到很可怕的地步。
God is gracious to keep us from doing what we set our minds to do.
所以神很有恩典，蛮有恩典的，他就不让我们做这样子败坏的事。
This is true as God comes to Babel.
当神降临到巴别禁止约束人的时候是不是
But it is also true when he visits your life individually.
是同样当神降临到你生命中约束你的时候也是如此
The only thing that separates us
那唯一能够使我们隔绝
from the worst of sins
从那个最可怕的罪中受到约束的
is the restraining hand of God
是神的约束的手神的禁止的手
the worst thing that God can do is let us fulfill our fallen heart's desires
神能够做的最糟糕的事就是任凭我们为所欲为如愿以偿我们就完了
I'm so thankful for God's restraining hand in my life.
我为着神的约束的手在我身上，我非常感恩的。
There is nothing that would be impossible for me to do if God did not restrain me.
如果神不禁止我的话，我什么样的坏事都可能干得出来。
We are always dependent on God's wisdom.
我们总是需要神的智慧。
On God's restraint.
需要他的辖制，他的管理。
On God sustaining us,
他的托住我们
to keep us from our own heart's depravity,
来保守我们的心败坏到那个地步。
So when you find that in your own heart,
所以当你发现你自己内心有这样的事儿的时候
something, some desire to make your name great,
你有个私欲想要出人头地，想要名扬四海
or trying to find security outside of God's will
或者在神之外要找到别的安全感别的保障的时候
pray for God to restrain you
你求主约束你
from your own foolish desires
保守你不至于做那些愚昧的事
and then thank God when he answers your prayer
当神回应你的祷告时候你感谢他
this is what God does here
这就是神所做的现在
in verses 7 through 9
第七到第八节啊，第九节
God disperses
神就把他们 把别的人分散了
over the face of the earth. The rebellion of Babel is to come together for one purpose, to make a name for themselves, and yet it results in the opposite. Rather than making a name for themselves, they are dispersed throughout the earth. Rather than achieving unified power, they are defeated with one simple action from God. God confuses their languages. So they cannot even understand one another. If you can't understand each other, who will talk about how great your name is? If they cannot even communicate, their unity is destroyed. Suddenly, instead of being unified, they are alienated from each other. You see, man's greatest wisdom is foolishness with God. Man's greatest strength is weakness to God. Humanity has opposed God again. Just as they did in Noah's day. And yet humanity has lost again. Because God is still on his throne. And God then protects the promised seed. He prepares for the offspring of the woman to come. In verses 10 through 32, we read verses 10 through 26 and the genealogy there. It traces the descendants of Noah. Through his godly son Shem, all the way down to a man named Terah, who is the father of a man named Abram. Now, we noticed this already. That even though the lifespans in this genealogy are still very long, they are already growing shorter after the flood. And in verse 26, the regular rhythm of the genealogy is interrupted when we arrive at Terah. Showing us that we have reached another important piece of history. When we compare the genealogy here, recorded in Genesis 11, with the one recorded in Luke 3 in the New Testament, we find all these same names repeated again in the lineage of the Messiah. So even as God crushes one of the unified rebellions of human history, at the same time, God is preparing the way for his promised son, for the Redeemer to come. As we come in the book of Genesis to the end of primeval history, and to the beginning of God's people Israel, it is appropriate for us to pause and ask ourselves this question. Which one of these people do we resemble?
Are
we like those people at Babel?
我们是否像巴别的这些人呢?
Striving to build our own little stairways to heaven?
想尽办法要建立我们自己通天的塔呢?
Trying to build our own little fortresses to protect ourselves?
我们建立自己的堡垒来保护自己呢?
Is my main goal in life to make a name for myself?
我生命主要的目的是要出人头地，名扬四海吗？
Or
或者,
am I trusting in God's promised Redeemer?
我是否在信靠神所应许的那位救赎者呢？
Am I submitting to God's wise commands?
我是否在顺服神的智慧的吩咐呢？
Am I thankful for God's restraining grace in my life?
我是否因着神在我生命中约束的恩典而感恩呢？
Are you confident in your own self-sufficiency?
你是否因着自己的成就而自满足自足呢?
I can do this on my own.
我办得到，我行。
I don't need God.
我不需要上帝。
Or are you looking to God?
你在仰望神。
Through the Messiah Jesus Christ.
借着他的弥赛亚耶稣基督呢?
And seeing that you need God every day.
而且看到你天天都需要他。
Verses 27 through 32.
27节到32节。
This introduces a new section of the book of Genesis.
这里我们看到创世纪的一个新的段落。
With this familiar phrase.
这一句很熟悉的话,
These are the generations of
好了, 后代记在下面, 又看到,
Here, these are the generations of Terah.
这里是他拉的后代,
this section of Genesis will include the story of Abraham.
这一段创世纪的故事也会包括亚伯拉罕的故事,
and will stretch all the way to chapter 25 of Genesis.
一直会延伸到25章的创世纪。
This is a huge portion of the book.
这是这本书里一个很大的一个段落。
Moses wants us to know, to remember this man Abraham.
摩西要我们记得这个叫做亚伯拉罕的人。
And what God did with him.
神为他做了什么。
What God did through him.
神借着他又成就了什么。
So even as we conclude chapter 11.
当我们结束第11章的时候呢。
We are meant to feel a sense of great anticipation.
我们同时也有一个期盼的一个美好的前景。
God has had to intervene yet again.
神会再一次介入。
Even after the flood,
甚至在洪水之后,
to constrain wickedness and rebellion,
神要约束人的反叛和罪恶,
this time at Babel,
现在在巴别,
but at the same time,
同时呢,
in the same region of the world,
在同一块地方，同世界的同一个地点,
God is not forgetting his promise to Adam and Eve.
神没有忘记他对亚当和夏娃的应许。
To bring about the promised offspring,
神要带来呢他所应许的那个后裔,
who would crush the serpent's head.
他会践踏蛇的头,
he is not forgetting his promise to Noah,
他也没有忘掉他对挪亚的应许,
and to Noah's descendants,
和对挪亚后裔的应许,
not to destroy the world,
就是他不会再一次毁灭世界,
even though they have united against him again.
尽管他们再一次联合起来要抵挡他反叛他,
what a merciful thing it is,
哇,神是何等的怜悯,
that instead of flooding Babel,
神没有用洪水淹没巴别,
God just confused their languages. God is staying true to his promises.
神说话算话,
we might have been concerned, we should have been concerned in a way.
从一个角度,
what happened to the promised offspring?
那神所应许的这个后裔在哪?
As humanity goes in 1,000 different directions from Babel,
现在人类从巴别四处分散到各地去了,
is the Messiah lost in all this confusion?
在这个变乱的当中, 神所应许的弥赛亚是不是失落了呢?
No.
不见了呢?
No, we are reminded that God is still sovereignly protecting.
神提醒我们他, 靠着他的主权仍然在保守他所应许的后裔,
he is still preparing for the coming Messiah,
仍然在为那将来的弥赛亚预备道路,
he is still providing for the lineage of the promised offspring,
他仍然在供应他所应许的这位弥赛亚的 家谱，他的谱系
在
保守他们。
So、in the first half of Genesis 11,
所以在创世纪十一章的前半部呢
，we see chaos happening at Babel。
我们看到在巴别的混乱。
In the second half of Genesis 11,
创世纪十一章后半部呢
，we see the very careful lineage of the Messiah。
我们看到弥赛亚神所精心保守的。
In other words, what we would see if we were there at Babel
换言之我们如果在巴别的话我们会看到什么呢
would look like confusion
人看起来是一片混乱
it would look like defeat
看到是失败
it would look like instability
看起来是不稳定
what's going on
到底发生啥事儿呢
but from God's perspective
但是从神的角度呢
everything is still just exactly as he wants
一切都是按着神的旨意在运行
his perfect purposes are continuing
神的完美的计划正在进行当中
even as he restrains wickedness over here
他在这一方面呢他在约束罪恶
he is bringing about the promised redemption over here
在另一方面他也在成全他所应许的救赎
but
但是
that promised redemption
神所应许的救赎呢
will not come to pass by humanity trying to take things into their own hands
不是因着人靠自己的努力才会成就的
it will not come through our trying to save ourselves
不是借着我们自己来拯救自己成就的救赎
listen that lie is still everywhere today
这个 lie 那个
lie
那个家谱今天仍然在扩展当中，到处在扩展。
We must try to save ourselves.
那个方法，我们要自救。
If we get our society together,
我们要联合起来。
And we make some good plans,
我们要做一些美好的计划。
And put some good policies in government,
我们要有一些美好的政策。
We can get rid of poverty,
我们就可以把贫穷给除掉。
Everybody will be wealthy,
我们就可以成功发达。
And humans will be happy,
人类就会幸福美满啦。
But happiness is never found apart from God.
但是没有了神哪能找到幸福美满呢
Redemption is never brought about through our own efforts.
我们从来不能靠着自己的努力成全救赎的
God's promises will come to pass.
神的应许有一天会成就的
Instead, as he graciously calls a man named Abram.
他怎么成就呢他因着他的恩典他呼召一个叫做亚伯拉罕的人
As God makes a covenant with Abram
神与亚伯拉罕立了约
And interestingly God promises to make Abram's name great
神应许了要使亚伯拉罕的名为大
The people of Babel wanted their name to be great
巴别的人想要为自己建立一个名
But the way to be great
但是要出名呢
is for God to bless you
是神来祝福你
And that's how Abram would become great
亚伯拉罕才会变为一个伟大的人
Nobody knows the name of a single person at Babel
在巴别那些人没有一个人知道任何人叫什么名字他们名落孙散不见了
But people all over the world
全世界人都
Still know the name of Abraham.
仍然纪念亚伯拉罕
Because God made Abraham great.
因为神使亚伯拉罕伟大
In his good way,
照着他的方式
For God's good purposes,
为了神的旨意
In God's good timing,
在神的最完美的时间表里
But,
但是
In verse 30,
三十节
We already see another problem.
我们看到另一个问题了
This man Abraham,
这个叫亚伯拉罕的人啊,
to whom we've traced the promised offspring,
我们可以从亚伯拉罕找到神所应许的那个后裔。
Through Adam,
接着亚当,
through Seth,
接着赛特,
through Noah,
接着挪亚,
through Shem,
接着闪,
finally down to Abraham,
最后到了亚伯拉罕。
Abraham is married to a woman named Sarah.
亚伯拉罕跟一个叫撒来的女人结婚了。
But she is barren.
但是她不生育。
She can't have children.
没孩子。
Has the line of the promised descendant come to an end?
神所应许的那个后裔是不是已经结束了呢?
Will this be the defeat of all God's plans and promises?
难道这是神所有所应许的失败吗?
How can the promised Savior come from a man and woman who can't have children?
神所应许的这位救主怎么能够从一个生不出孩子的人而出呢?
As we will see in the book of Genesis,
我们会看到,
as you read it for yourself, Abraham and his wife struggle with this very point.
就因此有很多的挣扎,
how can God do what is obviously impossible?
能够成就很明显人看来不可能的事儿呢?
But God is it always doing things that we can never do. So in the history of Babel,
所以在巴别的历史中,
we see God's restraining hand,
我们看到神的约束的手,
protecting all humanity,
保守所有的人类,
and especially the promised line of the Redeemer, from the potential wickedness of a unified humanity.
来避免人类联合起来的危险。
One day, God will undo this
神会把这一切都解除掉,
through His promised Redeemer. He will reverse the confusion of languages. Instead, bringing about the healing of all the nations. He will bring about the healing of all the nations. This occurs in a small form at Pentecost in Acts chapter 2.
在使徒行传第二章, 在五旬节那一天, 从一个很小的规模上我们看到这样的事情发生,
as the Holy Spirit is sent by the Lord Jesus Christ,
当主差遣他的圣灵降临,
and overcomes the diversity of languages,
就把那各种各样的语言的障碍给除掉了,
in order to communicate the gospel of Jesus Christ,
好叫耶稣基督的福音可以传递出去,
but it will come to pass the reversal of the languages will come to pass fully when Jesus returns.
但是当耶稣再来的时候, 言语的混乱,
and people of every nation,
所有的每一个民族,
and every language,
每一个语言,
will be gathered around the throne of the Lamb,
都会在羔羊的宝座面前,
and we will have one song,
我们会唱一首新歌,
Worthy is the Lamb,
愿羔羊得荣耀,
who was slain for us.
唯有他陪,
through his blood we are redeemed.
借着他的宝血,
because he took the punishment we could not bear. That is why we are here. Not because I was great, because he was great for me.
他伟大,
and in the coming story of Abraham,
在亚伯拉罕的故事里头,
we will see God's willingness to do the impossible,
神愿意做那不可能的事,
in order to bring about his promises,
为要使他的应许得以成全,
in order to bring his son,
为要把他的儿子带来,
into the world,
带到世界,
in order to accomplish our salvation,
为要成全人类的救恩,
against all odds,
虽然在人看来绝不可能,
against all opposition,
虽然那么多抵挡反对的事,
and even through a couple who cannot have children,
甚至借着一对不能够生育的夫妻,
I pray that today,
我愿意今天,
you see how beautiful that God is,
你可以看到这位神是何等的美好,
and that you desire his name to be great,
愿我们都尊他的名为圣,
and so you will submit to him, trust him,
信靠他,
serve him,
服侍他,
all the days of your life.
一生一世,
don't try to make a great name for yourself. No one cares about that.
谁在乎你叫什么名字?
Let God make you great by using you in his service.
使用他, 使用你在他,
because that lasts forever. May God bless you.
愿神祝福你。